أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. ولله الحمد والله أكبر على ما هدانا، الله أكبر على ما رزقنا من بهيمة الأنعام، والحمد لله على ما أبلانا. سبحان الذي ابتلى البرايا بأنواع البلايا، لعل يبطل الجزاء وليحسن العتايا. فبعث الرسل ونصب هداة خير السبل، ضعيفة الهالات قوية في عزائم النيات. ولو شاء لجعلهم أولي قوة شديدة، فظلت الأعناق لهم خاضعين، وخفضت لهم أجنحة المستكبرين. والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وخاتم المرسلين وشفيع المذنبين، نبينا أبي القاسم محمد، اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد، وآله الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. Eid Mubarak to each one of you on this blessed day of Eid al-Adha. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep you and all the Muslims under His protection on this day. This is the second Eid where we are meeting virtually. And I'm sure you're all missing the gatherings at the center, as I am missing seeing you whenever I talk to you through the camera during these various events. I pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bihaqqi Muhammadin wa alihi tahirin show us the day soon when we will be able to gather in the centers without any risk of this coronavirus. This Eid of sacrifice is the Eid related to the life of Prophet Ibrahim and his son Ismail alayhimus salatu wassalam, and it is linked to the annual Hajj ceremony. So let us look at this main message of Hajj and Eid al-Adha and relate to our own times. Islam is a world religion. Yes, it started in Arabian Peninsula through an Arab prophet, but its message from day one has been universal for all the people. In Surah number 7, ayat 158, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ O Muhammad, say, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ O the people, إِنِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ إِلَيْكُمْ جَمِيعًا I am Allah's messenger to all of you. The prophet sent emissaries to invite the neighboring nations towards Islam, from Minor Asia and Persia to Yemen and Ethiopia. All sides were covered by the emissaries and the message of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Quran clearly says in chapter 49, ayat number 13, that there is no preference in Islam for race, color, or language. If Islam is a universal religion, it applies to everyone equally. The ayah says, يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاكُمْ مِنْ ذَكَرٍ وَأُنْثَى وَجَعَلْنَاكُمْ شُعُوبًا وَقَبَائِلًا O people, we have created you from a male and a female and divided you into tribes and nations so that you may know one another. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ Verily the most righteous and honorable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala among you is the one who is the most righteous. Inna Allah alimun khabir. Allah is all aware and he knows. This concept of equality of believers in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was not left by the Prophet at the level of theory only. This is physically reinforced in the daily Jama'at prayers where there is no reserved seat for anyone. It is reinforced more broadly in the weekly Friday congregations. According to Allama Iqbal, ek hi saf mein khade ho gaye Mahmood Ayaz, na koi banda raha, na koi banda nawaz. At the time of namaz, in the same row stood Mahmood and Ayaz. The master and slave have lost their distinction. Bandao sahib wa muhtaj ghani ek huwe, teri sarkar mein pahunche to sabhi ek huye. Slave and master, poor and rich, become one. When they come to your presence, all become one. However, the most visible and powerful manifestation of this equality is in the Hajj ceremonies, where people gather from all over the world. It doesn't matter whether you are white or black or brown. It doesn't matter whether you are from Europe or America or Asia or Africa. It doesn't matter whether you are Arab, Turkish, Persian, Indian, African, or Indonesian. It does not matter whether you speak Arabic, Turkey, Farsi, Urdu, Gujarati, Kutchi, or Swahili. It does not matter whether you are rich or poor. There in Hajj, everyone is same. Everyone is nothing but the servant, the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet, in the last khutbah after Hajj, re-emphasized this point where he says, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, ala inna rabbukum wahid wa inna abakum wahid. You should know that your Lord is one and your father is one. Everyone belongs to Adam. Ala la fadla li arabiyyin ala ajamiyyin. The Arab don't have any preference over the non-Arab. Wala li ajamiyyin ala arabiyyin. And the non-Arab doesn't have any preference over the Arab. Wala li aswadin ala ahmar. And the black doesn't have any preference over the white. Wala li ahmarin ala aswad. Nor does the white have any preference over the black. Illa bit taqwa. The only standard of preference is righteousness, taqwa, consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then the Prophet said to the audience, Ala hal ballaqtu? Have I conveyed this message to you? Qalu na'am. They said, Yes, Rasulullah, you have conveyed the message very clearly. Then the Prophet says, وَلَيُبَلِّغُ الشَّاهِدُ الْغَائِبُ. It is the duty of those who are present here to convey to this message to those who are not present here. And so this message has been going on from one generation to another. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the courage to continue spreading this message in our words and interaction with others. فأحسن الحديث كتاب الله العزيز الحكيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان اللعين الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الذي لا إله إلا هو الواحد الصمد الذي لم يتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله المجتبى اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وأن عليا أمير المؤمنين وذريته المعصومين أئمتنا اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد أُوصِيكُمْ عِبَادَ اللَّهِ وَنَفْسِي بِتَقْوَى اللَّهِ. This idea of equality of believers in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reinforced in Hajj. Let me say it very clearly. A Haji, the person who comes back from Hajj, is expected to come back with a colorblind view towards other Muslims. Look at what you do on Hajj. When you look at the dress, which is known as ihram, it is not actually a dress of any nation in the world. This physically removes all the distinctions that people have as far as their clothing or the appearance is concerned. When you do the tawaf around the Kaaba, you come to realize that you are just one among tens of thousands of pilgrims who are going around the Kaaba doing the tawaf. Saadi Shirazi, the famous Persian poet, while talking about this issue of humility in an akhlaqi point of view, he uses a very interesting example of the raindrop, where he says, Yaki qatray baran ze abri chakid. One raindrop separated from the clouds. When that one raindrop separated from the cloud, it started to think, oh, I am something. خجل شد چون پهنای دریا بدید. But while it was going down, dropping down to the sea, when it looked at the vastness of the sea, it became ashamed and humbled. And this is where we have to realize, you know, I take this example of the humility as presented by Sa'di Shirazi and apply it to tawaf. You might be somebody important in your own community or your own company. Maybe traveling in business class for Hajj or staying in a five-star hotel. But in the time of tawaf, you are just a drop in the ocean of the Muslim Ummah who are going around the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are nothing but a humble servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the young people, read what Malcolm X, the most famous Muslim of this century in North America, says in his autobiography, how he was transformed in Hajj from an anti-white person to a colorblind Muslim. Because if you look at his background, he had kind of a hatred towards the white people because of the historical, you know, zulm done against the Afro-Americans. This is what he wrote to his wife when he went for Hajj. He says, there were tens of thousands of pilgrims from all over the world. They were of all colors, from blue-eyed blondes to black-skinned Africans. But we were all participating in the same rituals, displaying a spirit of unity and brotherhood that my experience in America had led me to believe could never exist between the white and the non-white. America needs to understand Islam because this is the one religion that erases from its society the race problem. Throughout my travels in the Muslim world, I have met, talked to, and even eaten with people who in America would have been considered white, but the white attitude was removed from their minds by the religion of Islam. I have never before seen sincere and true brotherhood practiced by all colors together, irrespective of their color. End of the quotation from Malcolm X. The message has to continue. It was relevant during the early days of Islam, it is relevant also now. Not only in the Western society, especially in the United States of America, and how the police treat the Afro-Americans, which we have addressed in multiple Friday sermons, but also this issue has to be addressed among the Muslims and the Shia communities. The young generation must take the bull by the horns and remove the colonial mentality of treating others as inferior, even if it means going against the older generation. Allama Iqbal has a line very beautifully where he says, you to Sayyid bi ho, Mirza bi ho, Afghan bi ho. You are Sayyid, you are Mirza, you are Afghan. Tum sabhi kuch ho, batao Musalman bi ho. You are everything, but tell me, are you a Muslim or not? Let me just, you know, I put it in a different way, added, you know, one more line. You to Khoja bhi ho, Punjabi bhi, Pathan bhi ho, tum sabhi kuch ho, batao pairoi Quran bhi ho. You are Khoja, you are Punjabi, you are Pathan, you are everything. But tell me, are you a follower of the Quran or not? The first priority in preparing the community for the zuhur of the Imam Al-Mahdi Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajul Sharif is to get rid of this jahiliya mentality of racism by putting someone down just because of his ethnicity. You are a Shia Muslim first before you are an Iraqi or Irani or Afghani or Punjabi or Muhajir or Indian or Gujarati or Kachi or Canadian or American. You are an Abd of Allah, you are a follower of Muhammad, you are a Shia of Ali, and a muntazir of Imam Mahdi Ajjalallahu Ta'ala Farajul Sharif. Let me end with a hadith of Rasulullah where he very beautifully sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that ana shajaratun, I am a tree, and Fatima is the trunk of that tree, and Ali is the branch transplanted in that tree, and Hassan and Hussein are the fruits of that tree. And then he says, he remembers us and he says, and their Shias are the leaves of that tree. Remember, the leaves on the tree come in different shades and colors, depending on how much light they receive. And so remember, when you look at a Shia coming from a different background, remember, we all belong to that tree. 3 of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala sayyid al-mursaleen sayyidina wa nabiyyina bil qasim Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. Wa ala amir al-mu'minin Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullah alayhi. وعلى سيدة نساء العالمين سيدتنا فاطمة الزهراء بنت رسول الله صلوات الله عليها صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى سيد شباب أهل الجنة الحسن المجتبى والحسين الشهيد بكربلاء عليهم الصلاة والسلام وعلى أئمة المسلمين علي بن الحسين زين العابدين ومحمد بن علي الباقر وجعفر بن محمد الصادق وموسى بن جعفر الكاظم وعلي بن موسى الرضا ومحمد بن علي التقي الجواد وعلي بن محمد النقي الحادي والحسن بن علي العسكري صلوات الله عليهم أجمعين اللهم صل على إمام زماننا وولينا الحجة بن الحسن القائم المنتظر المهدي الذي ببقائه بقيت الدنيا وبيمنه رزق الوراء اللهم ارزقنا توفيق الطاعة وبعد المعصية وصدق النية وإرفان الحرمة واكرمنا بالهدى والاستقامة على دين محمد وأهل بيته الطاهرين بجودك وكرمك يا ذا الجود والكرم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Eid Mubarak to all of you.